Hello, this is Mary, and I'll be reading selections from the Monday, December 1st edition of the Pantograph. We'll start out with some articles from the front page, including Bloomington Career Academy, exciting place to learn, grow. Students, staff praise new, bigger, better equipped BCA. By D. Jack Alkery. Bloomington. For high school students, it can be hard to get motivated to go to class in the morning when it means waking up from a deep slumber just to sit at a desk and read a book. The students at Bloomington Career Academy, though, often sing a different tune. I love waking up every day, knowing that I have to come to BCA and be with a lot of people I love and getting greeted in the hallway by every teacher, said 18-year-old Bloomington High School senior Bianca Ellis. It's like exciting, like I love coming here, she said. 17-year-old Ryan Hogg agreed. I feel like it's definitely a good toss-up from what you're used to, sitting in math class for an hour, then go into English. It's definitely a lot better, said the senior at Normal Community High School. Hogg and Ellis are just two of the nearly 1,000 students in Central Illinois who attend the BCA, which enrolls more high schoolers than most high schools around McLean County. The program is open via application to students in public and private schools in McLean and parts of DeWitt, Tazewell, and Woodford counties, or those who are homeschooled. The Academy, previously called the Bloomington Area Career Center, serves students from 17 high schools within the McLean-DeWitt Regional Vocational System. BCA offers classes in 19 programs, says Director Bryce Hansen, spanning career paths in automotive repair to cosmetology, health sciences to robotics, and everything in between. It allows students a safe space to get real-life experience. On budget, ahead of schedule. Bloomington District 87, which oversees the BCA, purchased the building at 2309 East Oakland Avenue in early 2024 from State Farm for $4.5 million and began renovations there in spring 2025. The district is leasing a portion of the building back to the insurance company for around $700,000 annually. District 87 renamed the building the Willie G. and Gloria Brown Education Center earlier this year, honoring the legacy of some of District 87's most distinguished graduates. The majority of the 250,000-square-foot building will house the new Sarah E. Raymond School of Early Education. Renovation plans were originally intended to expand those pre-kindergarten services first, before the school board pivoted to work on the BCA. Work on 13,000 square feet of the building for the BCA was budgeted at $3 million for work by BLDD Architects and PJ Hoare Construction. At November's school board meeting, BLDD's Carson Dunham said the project was on budget at the cost of roughly $3,180 per student enrolled. If we had to build this new building for you, based on the current construction costs, we would be at $38,000 a student, Durham said. If we took your existing space at Bloomington High School and added additional square footage, that would be $25,000 per student. In essence, Durham told the board that the quality of education spaces at such a cost is miraculous. Growing pains. Ellis has taken classes in both the old and new spaces. Honestly, the new space it's really nice, she said. It's a lot bigger and more opportunities, like the criminal justice classes. We have a simulation lab. It helps you understand what you're learning more. The culinary arts program has also moved into a commercial kitchen, which the students say they love. It's very nice. I actually love it, genuinely, said 16-year-old Denise Williamson of BHS, who grew up in a family of chefs. Every time I see kitchens, I'm just like, wow, beautiful. Gaining the auto shop where State Farm used to investigate damages to crashed cars, means BCA also offers classes on heavy equipment repair and operation, Hansen said. We call it HERO, so that's a new program that's partially funded by a state grant. That's been popular, really high demand for that program, he said. Access to such equipment is not lost on students. Welding is expensive, Hogg said. It's great to have these resources, and I like it that it's very hands-on, so you get plenty of opportunity to weld any joint you need. At the old spaces, students would have had to shuffle between each other and the tables, Hansen said. Moving into the new Willie G. and Gloria Brown Education Center has been like a growth spurt, he said. I'm surprised at how quickly we've grown into our new pair of shoes, he said. I'm already like, oh man, I could use a little more space. We could do a little more if we could do this. Hansen may not need another expansion just yet, but he very well may in the future, because there are already 1,300 applications for next semester. Finding a future. Our most popular program by far is the health science area, he said. So certified nurse assistant is really a big one. Health career and medical terminology and EMT Basic 1 are some of our other ones. Ellis has taken classes in both culinary arts and criminal justice, she said. It really helps you get a jump start in your career and explore different options, even if you don't want to, like, I don't want to cook. I'm in culinary, but it's an experience to learn different things for the future. Growing up, Ellis said. She would rather become a police officer than work my way up to be a homicide detective, Ellis said. Hogg and his fellow NCHS senior Jack Morris are taking welding classes, a very real career path for the young men. Especially for high school seniors, we're about to go into the real world next year, Morris said. So it's good to get starting early practice with what we like doing, you know, something we might be doing for the rest of our lives. Students at BCA gain valuable knowledge at the academy, even if they choose a career path adjacent to the programs offered, said 17-year-old Addison Summers, a student at Clinton High School. Summers is currently in the Certified Nursing Assistant program, where she and her classmates are learning CPR and life-saving measures. I'm not sure if I exactly want to do something in nursing, she said. I think I'm going to do something more in, like, radiology, but I was really hoping this would give me a good idea of... of how, like, studying would work at our core. Helping students discover different careers is just the first of four fundamental goals for staff at BCA, Hansen said. The second thing we want for kids to explore, their best secondary path, he said. Is it two-year college, four-year college, trade school, military, straight to work, some combination thereof? We want to show kids all the different paths and give them their best options. Third, Hansen wants his students to learn a marketable skill, a skill they can use to make good money, he says. Sometimes people will approach Hansen with an idea for a new program, but not all of those skills are profitable, he said. Oftentimes, I pretty bluntly ask the questions, what does that job pay? What's the starting rate, starting salary for that job? Because kids don't need my help to get into a low-skill, low-wage job. They don't need me for that, Hansen said. They need my help to get into a high-skill, high-wage job, and so I want them to learn a marketable skill while they're here. Lastly, BCA needs to put something in students' pocket in the form of dual-credit courses or industry certification, Hansen said. Such goals reflect their core values, he said, pointing to four words painted boldly at the BCA's entrance: passion, partnership, professionalism, and opportunity. We didn't just pull these out of a hat, Hansen said. Those core values are kind of our filter, really, around anything I do, anything we do at our school. Like, that's what I'm filtering it through. And if it doesn't meet those things, then we don't have enough time on our hands to go pursue that, he said. Students are not required to take BCA courses to graduate from their respective high schools, so Hansen and his team have to offer classes students want. My predecessor, Tom Frazier, who retired in 2023, always used to say BCA is an option, and if it's not a good option, it will cease to be an option, Hansen said. Basically, my idea of I think my school has a lot more pressure to innovate and be on the cutting edge and offer an excellent experience for our kids because no one has to be here. We have to offer these different things to kids to give them an incentive to be here and take it seriously and give their best effort. Also from the front page, holiday season a little dimmer. Bill Flick. Flick Light, our latest listings as offered by you, the readers, and your own resident light boy. Saddest latest passage. As you may have seen or read on TV, we've lost another Twin Cityan, one who never set out to be a community icon, but wouldn't you know it, became exactly that, Mike Holtz. 'Tis sadly that apparent season again. Last year at this time, we lost Larry Carius, the Blono restaurant critic, whose column appeared in this paper and who had 30,000-plus Facebook followers. Everybody read Larry. And now in 2025, Holtz. A lifelong Twin Cityan and plumber, Mike became legendary, if not downright famous, for what he did to his house along Hovey Avenue in Normal. Mike was that crazy guy, his words, who for more than 40 years transformed his home into a glowing North Pole outpost with a menagerie of lighted blow molds, Santas, toy soldiers, snowmen, angels, reindeer, etc., that eventually grew to 1,300 figures in the yard, on the porch, up on the roof. If there's a flat surface, Mike lit it. He became locally legendary, then nationally noticed, even made the New York Times. He died last week at just 64 of an apparent pulmonary embolism, a blood clot that struck his lung and then, dang it, an entire community. And because Mike was Mike, he already had the 2025 polyurethane parade set up. Halloween was barely over. So his family in tribute plugged in Mike's display on Thanksgiving night, the day after his funeral. It looked a lot like Chevy Chase in Christmas Vacation. At last report, flipping the switch didn't even blow out Normal's entire electrical grid. Insert here the famous chord, Hallelujah. R.A.P., Mike, we loved your passion. Most unexpected, hey, look, that's my brother. Denny Bridges, the Illinois Wesleyan basketball coaching legend, and his wife Rita were watching the CBS Sunday Morning this past Sunday. That's when Rita spotted a familiar face on screen, her own brother, Jim Grimes of Camden, Maine, dining at Camden Cafe. It was part of a CBS Sunday Morning segment on that community's effort to save the local newspaper. Cheers to that, twice. Newest places to see celebs in BN. Apparently, it's not just the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts, or Braden Auditorium, or Grossinger Arena, or the Castle Theater. It's Waiting Room Records on North Street in Uptown Normal. In March 2023, Henry Winkler passed by while in town for a speaking engagement at the nearby Marriott in Uptown Normal. Last year, SNL alumnus Pete Davidson popped in to browse and buy vinyl before a BCPA show. And last week, Ian McKay, frontman of the punk rock band Fugazi, wandered through the door. One thing we've learned after 21 years, you never know who is going to pass through, said owner Jared Alcorn. The McKay pop-in, he was in town for an ISU-sponsored showing of a Fugazi documentary at the Normal Theater, was especially fitting. The record store is named after Fugazi's iconic track, Waiting Room, the band's first big hit in 1989. latest fascinating obituary. Passing recently in Arthur, Sovilla Gingerich. She was 98. Remarkable were the numbers she left behind, namely 11 children, 101 grandchildren, 280 great-grandchildren, and 19 great-great-grandchildren. That is one ink-drenched lengthy family tree. Newest sign, literally, of the changing times. Popping up in Normal ahead of university happenings, various festivals or sporting events, is a sign bearing the Normal Police Department crest. Police drones may be used at upcoming event for the purpose of real-time monitoring of participant safety. Welcome to 2025. Newest college town tout. Each year, the Wall Street Journal ranks all 584 accredited universities in the U.S. to determine which colleges best set up their graduates for financial success, using metrics like average salaries within 5 years of graduation. This year's winner for best college towns? You may already be living in one. Illinois Wesleyan ranked 145, and Illinois State was 147. Its highest finish ever. Besides Bloomington Normal, only Boston, Chicago, San Francisco, and Los Angeles had two universities in the top 150. Not bad company for BN, slightly smaller than those previous four. Our latest board of contributors, Jamie Evans, Leroy, Jim Williams, Denny Bridges, and Jane Pickering, Bloomington, Stu Salowitz, Brent Holtz, Lenore Sabota, and Max Albritton, Normal. Do you have an item for light? Send to bflick@pantograph.com or the Bill Flick page on Facebook. From page 3, local and state news, shopping and winter weather. Shoppers brave the snow to support small businesses by D. Jack Alkiri. Normal. The owners at the Garlic Press were not going to let a light snow stop them from opening their doors for small business Saturday as customers waited outside. "Our customers sort of count on it," said co-owner Sarah McManus. "They look forward to it. It's like a big day of love. It's really fun." Her business partner, Pam Lawson, said a little more succinctly, "We have to be here." The Saturday following Thanksgiving is often referred to as Small Business Saturday, a day to shop locally owned shops and businesses after the nationwide Black Friday events, offering sales from big box stores. Weekends in the holiday season are often what keeps small businesses in the black, McManus said. "Every Saturday leading up to Christmas makes or breaks our entire year. It's really stunning," she said. Holiday shopping season is also a chance to reconnect with old friends, they said. "What's really great is that so many families are back at Thanksgiving, so we see a lot of faces that have been with us for years," Loxon said, "and we love that. I have high school friends that come in. They traditionally come in every year," McManus said. However, with the forecast of snow and windy conditions, the outlook for Small Business Saturday in Bloomington Normal threatened to put a damper on local support small businesses need. The National Weather Service predicted around 5 inches of snow for Bloomington Normal and McLean County, while areas west and north of the Twin Cities expected up to 14 inches. Both Bloomington and Normal issued street parking bans for snow removal, but allowed residents without driveways to use the public parks parking lots. Crews began late Friday night and worked into Saturday morning, clearing roadways and applying salt to keep the roads from freezing over, which allowed Laura Mowry and her boyfriend Doug Clark to visit from Clinton. The couple had been to the Normal Theater Friday night to see the 1944 holiday classic, Meet Me in St. Louis. "I introduced him to the Garlic Press last night, and then we had to come back this morning," Mowry said. They arrived well before the doors opened at 10 p.m. and brought Clark's mother to browse the kitchen gadgets. "Small Business Saturday is great for the community because it brings people together," Mowry said. It brings people from all over the place, and there's always something cool here. That community spirit motivated the folks at the Garlic Press to brave Saturday's weather conditions and show loyalty right back to their customers, Loxon said. We love that they're here, she said. Sarah's figuring out, how can we make hot cocoa? They've been sitting out in the cold. Do we have cider? Let's get something going for them. Bloomington. Coroner IDs 2 in Wednesday Fatal Fire by D. Jack Alkery. Bloomington. The McLean County coroner has identified the individuals who died Wednesday morning in a house fire at 1205 East Holm Street in Bloomington. According to a news release from McLean County Coroner Dr. Kathy Yoder, as well as Bloomington Fire and Police Departments, a preliminary autopsy showed both 40-year-old Tashika Stover and the juvenile male died from carbon monoxide intoxication, caused by inhaling smoke and soot from the house fire. Yoder has not released the name and age of the boy. A toxicology test is pending, and the cause of the fire remains under investigation. Bloomington firefighters were dispatched about 7:30 a.m. to the single-story, single-family home. On scene, they found smoke coming from the house, which sustained fire smoke and water damage. The most significant fire damage was in the living room and the dining area, according to fire officials. During a search of the home, fire crews found Stover and the boy in an area of the home that was not directly affected by the fire. McLean County Coroner Dr. Kathy Yoder pronounced them both dead at the scene. Anyone with information related to this incident is asked to contact Bloomington Detective Weston Gresham at wgresham@cityblm.org or call 309-434-2570. Illinois School Transportation. Schools seek state aid as three-point seatbelt mandate hikes bus costs. By Bridget Fox, Jacksonville Journal-Courier. Jacksonville. Amid rising bus costs, school boards in Illinois are discussing a push for ways that they hope would pay for an increase they expect 5 years from now. In August, the state adopted a law that will require school buses, any school buses bought after July 1, 2031, to have three-point seatbelts. It's not uncommon for school buses to have seat belts that go over riders' laps, but three-point seat belts are the kind that are usually found in people's car. They go over a person's chest and lap, forming a triangle. The legislation does not require districts to make any policies about students wearing seat belts. The Illinois Association of School Boards is proposing an initiative to support districts who are expecting an increase cost in school buses. Jacksonville school board officials said they are seeing school bus costs go up, with a new bus priced around $175,000 and used around $109,000. Buses cost a lot of money. We're just seeing the prices go up, said Rick Cunningham, Jacksonville School District's chief financial officer. The Illinois Association of School Boards is holding its annual delegate assembly, and Jacksonville School District said it plans on supporting its action to push state legislators to help cover the cost of expected cost increases. House proponents of the bill said it aligns with the direction some school bus companies are already moving, which is true. Bluebird Corporation, one of the biggest school bus manufacturers in the U.S., said it considers three-point seat belts the next evolution in school bus safety. The Illinois Association of School Boards' request would involve asking legislators to establish a grant for the cost of purchasing school buses with three-point seat belts. There's no reason why we shouldn't want to have this association push for this, Jacksonville School Board Chair Noel Beard said. This proposal also includes a provision to extend a compliance deadline for school districts with fewer than 2,000 students to July 1, 2034, so they can continue purchasing new school buses without seat belts until then. Other requests include the ability to use transportation fund bonds proceeds or resolving lease agreements, as well as having the Illinois Department of Transportation research ways to alternative research-based occupant protection technologies that may offer equal or greater safety at lower cost, giving districts flexibility to comply. Without fiscal relief or additional time, smaller districts will be forced to divert limited education dollars away from classrooms or delay essential fleet turnover, undermining student safety goals, according to the Sycamore School District, which proposed the plan. From page 5, Connect Transit Asking for Baby Supplies in Stuff the Bus by Drew Zimmerman, Bloomington. Connect Transit, in partnership with Paul Davis Restoration, the Amalgamated Transit Union, Heartland Bank, and Radio Bloomington, will be holding its 23rd annual Stuff the Bus campaign from December 1st through the 6th. Community members are asked to donate supplies for children aged 6 and under in support of Bright Point Bloomington Crisis Nursery. Collect Transit will park buses at the following locations from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. to accept donations. Today, Monday, December 1st, Walmart at 2225 West Market Street, Bloomington. Also at Walmart, Tuesday, December 2nd, from 10 to 8. On Wednesday, December 3rd, and Thursday, December 4th, at Kroger, 1550 East College Avenue in Normal. And then on Friday, December 5th, and Saturday, December 6th, back to Walmart, 2225 West Market Street in Bloomington. A bus will also park at Sam's Club, 2151 Shepherd Road in Normal, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th. The nursery is asking for non-perishable food, new clothing and toys, diapers, and other essentials. The most needed items include Enfamil AR baby formula, diapers, and pull-ups, size 4 to 6, baby wipes, children's clothing, socks and underwear, sizes newborn to 6T, and gift cards. Donations can also be brought to Bright Point at 403 South State Street in Bloomington, and the Connect Transit Office, 351 Wiley Drive, in Normal. And a few notes from Week in Review. Olympics. The Olympic Flame began its journey Wednesday for the Milan Cortina 2026 Winter Games. The torch relay will travel through Greece before a December 4 handover to Italy, then will start a 63-day route across Italy ahead of the February 6th to 22nd Games, set to feature 116 medal events, ski mountaineering's debut, and the return of NHL players. Viola Ford Fletcher, 1914 to 2025, one of the last survivors of the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. Viola Ford Fletcher spent her later years seeking justice for the deadly attack by a white mob on the thriving black community where she lived as a child. She died at age 111, her grandson Ike Howard said. She was 7 when the race massacre attack began. We'll take a short break now and return with the second half hour of reading of the Pantograph from Monday, December 1st. Please stay tuned.